Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Cox. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Cox. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive towards first. Greenberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Les Tichet now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Greenberg scores. There goes York trying to get to third. Bell throws the ball into Clift, who tags York for the out. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Tichet covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. hits a pop-up in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gehringer moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. York is walked intentionally. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Kress covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiche bunts for an out with unknown description. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mills strikes out. There goes McQuinn. The throw from York to Rogel, and McQuinn is out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. P. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Billy Sullivan. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.